Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hundreds of thousands of people turned out for a protest march in Washington on Saturday to show opposition to President Trump and his policies. They were joined by anti-Trump demonstrators all over the world, including Antarctica. Washington demonstrator Alice Cohen on why she came out for the so-called Women's March.
Solidarity with women, people that are vulnerable, immigrants, trans people, everybody that's being oppressed under this new administration.
President Trump left the White House before the protesters scheduled time to arrive there for a previously planned visit to CIA headquarters. On Twitter, Mr. Trump has expressed disagreement in the past with the U.S. intelligence community, that is, largely over their investigation of any connection between alleged Russian hacking and the Trump election win.
I want to say that there is nobody that feels stronger about the intelligence community and the CIA than Donald Trump. There's nobody.
Mr. Trump's CIA visit came after congressional Democrats succeeded in stalling until Monday Senate consideration of the president's choice for CIA director, Congressman Mike Pompeo. Republican lawmakers denounced the delay. Gambian defeated leader Yahya Jammeh flew into exile Saturday night, ending 22 years of rule and a political stalemate that brought the nation to the brink of regional military intervention. Jammeh's departure opens the way for the transfer of power to Adama Barrow, who won the presidency 7 weeks ago. Barrow was sworn in Thursday at Gambia's embassy in neighboring Senegal. This is VOA News. Rival Libyan leaders met in Cairo with diplomats from 7 neighboring states. They discussed forming a new government acceptable to all parties. We get more now from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
Diplomatic talks between rival Libyan leaders and representatives of Egypt, Tunisia, Sudan, Algeria, Chad, Niger, and Mali ended Saturday with an agreement to hold further discussions in Algeria. Behind-the-scenes meetings between key players in the Libyan negotiations, including Army General Khalifa Haftar, also have been taking place. Haftar, who commands Libyan military forces in the eastern part of the country, is opposed by political figures close to the Muslim Brotherhood. Algeria's representative to the talks indicated that most of Libya's neighbors would like to see greater stability in the country to put a stop to terrorism originating in Libya, as well as illegal migration. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Citing demands of the U.S. presidential transition, the United States says it will not send a delegation to preliminary Syrian peace talks this week in Kazakhstan, and instead will send the U.S. ambassador to Kazakhstan, George Kroll. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has said his government is ready to discuss anything at the talks, while rebel factions say they will limit their focus to enforcement of ongoing truce and humanitarian issues. European nationalist leaders came together Saturday in a show of strength at the start of a year of big election test. Right-wing populist leaders from France, the Netherlands, Germany, Italy, and elsewhere attended the gathering at the Koblenz Congress Hall in Germany. The Netherlands will provide the next major test for populist support. Party of Freedom in that country could win the largest percentage of votes in the March 15th Dutch parliamentary election, but analysts say even though it might be shunned by other parties. French President François Hollande is in Chile on a state visit. In a press conference alongside Chilean President Michelle Bachelet, Mr. Hollande praised the country of Chile and its people.
Le Chili est un pays stable.
He called Chile a stable and dynamic country that is open to the world. French and Chilean delegates signed a series of bilateral accords aimed at strengthening economic ties between the two countries. Turkish Parliament has approved a constitutional reform package that could strengthen the powers of the presidency and could keep President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in office until the year 2029. Got more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And as always, we're available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.